host, Andrew Wilkow. It is 8 p.m. here on the East Coast. And by now, you know, the appeals court here in New York City gave Donald Trump a little bit of breathing room. They lowered his bond to $175 million. He can now make his appeal. You've also heard about Truth Social and that Trump may see a $4 billion windfall, but he would have to get special permission before he could access those funds for his defense. Either way, the media here is losing their mind that his bond was reduced to $170 million, like on MSNBC.
And I, honestly, this is so infuriating, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know if I care what the process is that these judges are arriving at. Whatever it is, it's flawed. I can tell you that much. I mean, David put it well. This is a different process for this person. We have decided that he gets his own private court of justice. He has a private plane. He has private clubs that he lives in. You know, apparently, you know, he basically fashioned himself his own private militia to try to take over the Capitol. You know, now he's getting his own private system of justice. This is an absolute travesty. It would not happen for anybody else. Anybody else, it would be like, sorry, buddy, you lost. Pay up. For him, he gets his own set of rules.
Bit emotional, are we? Nobody on earth would be hit with a $464 million fine for a no-fraud case. Again, Deutsche Bank made the loan. It was paid back with interest, taxes paid on profits. What's the problem? My first guest is a political strategist and host of the Grassroots Truthcast, Gene Valentino. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, glad to be here, Wilco.
$464 million for paying back a loan. The media is losing their mind that Trump is getting some special consideration. No, he isn't.
Yeah. This reminds me of just a few years ago when Biden was saying, what's your problem? The gas prices have come back down to, what, $3.74 a gallon. Hello? They were $1.74 a gallon. This reminds me of the Overton window concept. The extreme goes so far out to one side, and then when they bring it back just a little, what's your problem? We reduced the price for you. Same applies here in the judiciary, except there's one thing. It's my little handy book here on the Constitution of the United States. And Andrew, I'm reading Amendment Number 8. Let me read it. It says, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Is putting that aside, this entire case is a distraction. They are diverting and deflecting and distracting our attention away from one simple truth. The people prosecuting Trump are making trips in and out of the White House for their marching orders. Now, come on, if that isn't an obstruction of justice and election interference, this should be thrown out on face. I don't know if I could do what Trump's doing. I mean, he's trying to cooperate with the courts while he makes comments about individuals. He's certainly being cooperative in the court system. That's my comment.
Have you noticed that no one's paying any attention or paying any mind to the fact that Letitia James campaigned on this? She went to the voters and said, vote for me, I will sue him. She was going to sue him no matter what. It's kind of like if a police officer said, I'm going to pull this guy over because I don't like him, and I'm going to search his vehicle. If I don't find anything, I'm going to break his taillight.
Yeah, exactly. That makes the point. When is America, the silent majority, the majority of us that relied on our elected officials to do our bidding for us and to handle issues in Congress and in the administration, and this one man is putting his life, his family, his assets out on the line for you and me. I hope the majority of the people show up in, I hope there's a tsunami at these voting booths at these stations throughout the nation. I hope it forces us to create a constitutional amendment to create one specific voting day. Make it a paid day of work for all I care. Just make sure that the American citizens get out to vote and vote completely so that we don't have half measures in place distracting our attention away from what's going on right now. If you fail to be moved, Andrew, by the wrongdoing around Donald Trump, then we're not really protecting our democracy, are we? We're looking at the hyperbole and the vitriol that these Democrat, liberal, socialist Marxists are throwing at us. And we're distracted. We need constitutional amendments in place to fix this wrongdoing.
Well, that's a big mountain to climb. Right now, we have to deal with the fact that the people who are calling us all fascists and Nazis are the people saying, we've shown you the man. We're not going to show you the crime, but we are going to try to bankrupt him.
That's absolutely true. But what mountain could be bigger than district attorney offices walking into the White House to get their marching orders on prosecuting, indicting someone with less than substantial? Here's the contradiction that blows my mind. There's 10 times more evidence against Biden and his son for wrongdoing that is being masked and capped from true, complete public exposure. And then you got this Nimrod from formerly from Pensacola, which I'm ashamed of, named Joe Scarborough, currently on MSNBC, claiming that Biden's some sort of elitist, intelligent guy. I need help because this is, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing?
Yes, and it's funny, I'm gonna have to wrap here. I lived in Fort Walton Beach when Joe Scarborough was in Congress. And I guess MSNBC has just become sort of a depository for used up, useless Republicans. I have to leave it there, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, sir.
8 years ago, we developed and launched the best bed sheets ever. Since then, you've all enjoyed the best sleep of your life. And to thank you all for your support, we're bringing you our bed sheets for the lowest price in MyPillow history. Get our seasonal flannel sheets for 50% off. They're nearly sold out, so get yours today before they're gone. Check out our new Percale line. Queen size only $39.98. King size only $49.98. And our famous Giza Dream bed sheets, queen size originally $139.96. Wait on it. Now only $59.98. King's just $10 more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to get huge discounts on all MyPillow bed sheets. And for a limited time, when you order $75 or more, your entire order ships absolutely free. We have very low quantities at these prices, so order now.